Good evening. Tonight, talk about a subject, bad news. Unusual topic. If you think in the Bible, there are many cases where someone received bad news. I think of King Hezekiah in 2 Kings 20, verses 1 through 3, where it says that he was close to death, and Isaiah the prophet came to him and said, get yourself in order, you're going to die. So how did he accept this news? Well, he turned his face to the wall and he prayed. And then he wept sore or bitterly. We sometimes get bad news and nobody likes to get bad news. It's not something that you want. And we go to the dentist, and the dentist will examine you and say, that's bad, that's got to come out. You know, that's bad news. You don't want that. Or you get pulled over by a policeman, you don't know why, and he walks up and says, you know how fast you're going? You know, you slightly over the speed limit, and you were unaware of it. Bad news is not something that we want to get because in a lot of cases it's costly to us. And we don't like it because we also make up jokes about it, like good news, bad news jokes, to try, I guess, to make light of it. And I think of the time that there was this crime scene, and at this crime scene, they checked DNA. When they got through checking the DNA, they informed this man's lawyer that his blood... and everything was all over the crime scene. So he goes to his client. He says, I've got good news and I've got bad news. And he said, well, give me the bad news. And he said, the bad news shows that you were there and the DNA evidence is all over the crime scene. And the man says, well, my life is ruined. I'm going to go to jail and I'll never get out. And he said, my life is just ruined. He looked at the lawyer and he thought and he said, well, what's the good news? And the lawyer looked at him and said, well, your cholesterol is only 130. So we try to make light of these things, but bad news is not something that we like to get. Each of us in here have probably had something bad occur to us, no doubt, in our lifetime. I can think of one time going back to 1972. It was in the summer, and I was working in Greenup County and had to do a home visit. I pulled off 23 and went about 2 miles, and I could see the house on the hill where I had to go. It had a fence around it, nice clean place, and nothing unusual, except in the yard was a fence, with a cage within the yard, and there was a man out there feeding a black German police dog. This was a military police dog, and I figured that because I lived next door to one for a few months before I moved here. And I was scared to death of that trained dog. So I pulled in the driveway and walked towards the house and had the old latch on the gate and opened the gate up, and of course it creaked. Well, the man's on the other side of the house. I can't see him. He's feeding the dog in the cage. So I turn around and let the latch down and walk towards the house, and I get to the porch, and the porch is about this high. And I heard bad news. I heard the man holler, he's loose. Now, after seeing that dog, and here I am, it's in the summer, and I have on a pair of loafers, and the only thing I have in my hand is a little notebook and a pen. And all of a sudden, when I get to the porch, this dog rounds the corner and just stops and looks at me. It's a black German police military dog. And I see his teeth. I count all of them. I thought, this is bad. And the only thing I had time to do was take a step and a half and kick him. And I hit him right in the nose. And with my shin, I couldn't even get my foot up. He came so quick. And then he went behind me to get me, I assume, by the back of the neck. Now, Michael Jordan has a vertical leap of 48 inches. That porch is right here. To this day, I don't know how I got up there. But I jumped up on that porch, and that dog went back under me. And the man, and they had a screen door, and I'd already decided when I hit the porch I was going through the door whether it was locked or not. The man, by that time, got there and grabbed the dog after he went under me because he was turning around to come back up to get me. And he said, "He will eat you up." And I looked at him and I thought, you know, that's probably the truest statement I ever hear today. Bad news happens to us, and we don't like it. But I think probably the worst thing we could have bad news is found in Matthew 7, starting at verse 21, going through verse 23. And it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Notice that verse says, "doeth the will of." Verse 22, "Many will say unto me in the day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity." Depart. On the day of judgment, the bad, worst news that you'll ever get in your life is depart from me. There's no second chance. When that dog came after me, I had a chance. I jumped up on that porch. On the day of judgment, there will be no second chance. Once it's made the decision, that's where you'll be, either heaven or hell. And you look at these three verses here. In verse 21, it says, "doeth the will of." What is the will? Well, the will is following what God's word says. And we are told that we have to hear the word, Romans 10, 17. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We can hear a lot of things, but we have to make sure we're hearing the right stuff and we're studying the right thing. Next thing is we have to believe. And you think back to the eunuch on Acts chapter 8, and he said in verse 37, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And we have to repent of our sins, as Peter told them on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2:38. So we have to hear, we have to believe, we have to repent, and we have to confess his name. Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us that. And then we have to be baptized, Mark 16, 16. But that's not all of it, because you could do that tonight, but that's not the rest of your life. So what are you going to do? Well, you're going to have to do what Revelation 2:10 says. We all have to do that, is to live faithful unto death. So that's the will of God, to follow his word, and his word tells us to do these things here. What we don't want to do is end up on judgment day and hear those words, "depart from me." No matter how bad your day is tomorrow or next week, if we have that time, it can't be as bad as judgment day if he says, "depart from me." There's no second chance then. Tonight we have a second chance. So if you have not become a Christian, you need to follow these steps. You have to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And then you have to live faithful. And if you are a Christian and you haven't lived faithful, you need to repent and redirect your life and do what the will of God says and follow his word. Tonight you have that opportunity. And if you would, Jeremiah, lead us in singing, you have a chance to do that. Thank you.
The great physician now is near the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus. us. And when to that bright world above we rise to see our Jesus, we'll sing around the throne of love his name, the name of Jesus. Sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung, Jesus, blessed Jesus.
Please be seated.
46 from the annex, And Can It Be, 146. And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who scorned his perfect love? Amazing love, how can it be that you, God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? You left your Father's throne above, so free and infinite your grace, emptied yourself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Let's sing number 13 from the songbook annex, The Greatest Commands. Nathan, there are several options back there for that song. There should be one that says ABTS. You see that one? That looks good. Greatest Commands. We'll start with the altos and add the basses, the tenor, and then the soprano. That's where that comes from. Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. Love bears all things, believes all things, love hopes all things, endures all things. God is love, God is love, God is love, God is love. is love. God 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 is love. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, all thy strength, all thy mind. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. For God is love, God is love, God is love.
Number 571. 571.
This song was requested several months ago, and I've been working on it. So if I get lost, just go on without me.
There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever, and we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells a-ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory hallelujah jubilee. In that far sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. When our days shall know their number, when in death we sweetly slumber, when the King commands the spirit to be free, nevermore with anguish laden we shall reach that lovely haven. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells a-ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory hallelujah jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me.
There is a song I'd like to practice that we sang last time. It's number 37 from the Annex, I Love You, Lord. Number 37. We'll just sing the first verse. We'll sing it through two times.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice.
King, and what you hear, may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your
Nathan, if you could bring up 168, please, Heavenly Sunlight. Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep veil, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close by his side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises. Jesus is mine.
We'll sing all three verses of it. Running close on time.
Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the toils that bind me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted that are pressing so. Showers of great blessings o'er my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing a song of home. Sing to me of heaven as I walk alone, dreaming of the comrades that so long have gone. In a fairer region among the angels' throne, they are happy as they sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest song of home. Sing to me of heaven, tenderly and low, till the shadows o'er me go. When my heart is weary, when the day is long, sing to me of heaven, sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sweetest song of home.
We're going to do 728B, Our God, He's Alive. And if it's convenient for you, will you stand for this? Get the blood pumping again. 728B.
There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tinted skies with heavenly hue and framed the worlds with his great might.
There is a God.
He is alive, in him we live, and we survive from dust. Our God created man, he is our God, the great I am. There was a long, long time ago, the prophets heard. He is the God that we should know, who speaks from his inspired word.
There is a God.
He is alive. In him we live, and we survive from dust. Our God created man. He is our God, the great I am. Our God, whose Son down upon a tree. A life was willing there to give, that he from sin might set man free, and evermore with him could live.
There is a God,
he is alive, in him we live, and we survive from dust our God. Created man, he is our God, the great I am.
Be seated.
Number 65 in the annex. That would be We Will Glorify.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before his throne. We will worship him in righteousness. We will worship him alone. He is Lord of heaven, Lord of earth. He is Lord of all who live. He is Lord above the universe. All praise to him we give. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
Can we do Lamb of God 121 in the annex, please? I apologize for the sound that you're about to hear through this microphone. Usually I reserve it for Audrey. She tolerates it in the car. But if you'll please sing loud for me.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty side and to become the Lamb of God. Your Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucify, they laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they made the throne and sacrificed the Lamb of God. Sweet Lamb of God, I love you.
Sing number 240. I'll be listening. Number 240. What'd I do? Oh, you might not want to listen. Oh. Just real quick, an announcement I didn't send to Jane, and I apologize. Miranda's grandfather passed away yesterday, and so I know her and her family would appreciate your prayers. They have his funeral on Friday, so I forgot to send that to Jane, so I thought I would just tell you. Walter Ruley. Number 240. We'll sing verses 1 and 3, Nathan, if that won't cause you any trouble. Thank you.
When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my robe is white when he calls me, if my robe is white, I will hear. If my robe is white when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Number 623, 623. I just enjoy these singing nights tremendously, even though I'm not a great singer. I do enjoy them, and I think Mark timed this about perfectly because we're about ready to end. Number 623, what a friend we have in Jesus, the first and last verses.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find a solace there.
Say thankful for everybody that led a song and all the participation, and certainly any men that
or Christians that want to lead a song, let me know beforehand, because we formulate the list of singers before we get up here, unless I put you on the spot like Daniel tonight. I'm thankful he did that. Let's have a prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. Our holy and eternal Father, we're so thankful that we can sing praises to you, that we can commune with you and worship you in that way, that we can do this together, and we think about how it's a foretaste of what's to come, where we can worship you in heaven when this life is over. We're thankful for your Son that makes that possible. We know, Lord, that without him we would have no hope of going to heaven, that we fall far short of your glory. But we're thankful for his sacrifice, and that we can access that through dying to sin and being buried with your Son in baptism, and that we can be forgiven of sins when we come to you after that and ask for forgiveness and are truly penitent. Please be with those that are sick and afflicted. Be with Brother Edgar Jean as he's going to go through surgery, and just watch over him. We pray, Lord, that you'll be with Miranda Trimble's family and watch over them as her grandfather has passed away. Be with the many other people that are on our prayer list. And Lord, help us to look forward to heaven and set our sights on that. We become so busy, Lord, in this world, thinking about things that we have to do from day to day, that we often don't take time to think about that. And we're thankful that tonight we were able to sing praises and sing songs about heaven, that to remind us of how beautiful it will be and how much we anticipate going there. Please be with us and watch over us as we go our separate ways. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.